WFORadio.com presents NHRA Nitro.
I'm Joe Costello, and this is WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. A weekly look inside the baddest motorsport in the world, NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing.
It's side by side, it's competition, and it's who wins, and then the chair of the crowd.
Join me as we go WFO with the stars of drag racing.
Hey, I'm Bob Tasca.
I'm Tony Schumacher.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
Hey, this is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
NHRA track announcer Alan Reinhart stops by each week to break down each race and answer your email questions.
I mean, the Nitro cars put on a tremendous show. They're otherworldly machines. But for people that are really interested in cars, I mean, you wander through the Superstock pits, and if you're wondering why you don't see 69 Camaros running around on the street anymore, it's because they're all out there in the stock and Superstock pits.
Racing fans from around the globe, it's time to go WFO with Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. What's up, NHRA fans? Joe Costello back with you on another edition of WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. Huge news in the sport of drag racing. If you listened to this past week, the John Force Racing press conference, the announcement of Chevrolet as their manufacturer in Funny Car and Top Fuel, just tremendous. The audio has been up on the site all weekend long. And this week on the show, we've got John. John going to be on the show. We're going to ask him the tough questions and go in depth. It's a very wide-ranging interview, and John will be on the show just minutes from now. Plus, the Pro Winter Warm-Up Preseason Nitro Test, the Professional Racers Organization in West Palm Beach, Florida. I was on the mic. I was out there watching it all play out. Some great runs, including Spencer Massey running 332.26 miles per hour, in excess of the national record. Tremendous run by Spencer Massey. Some great runs from other drivers as well. Saw the 2015 Dodge Charger body for the first time. The drivers all love it. They are raving about it. Really interesting stuff. We'll talk about that on this show as well. But really, this episode, it's all about John Force. We're going to get into a little bit of Pro Modified as well, but it's all about John Force. The huge announcement we've all been waiting for, John Force, just minutes away. But first, we start him off the same way with the voice of the NHRA. He's got to be warming up, too. We're not far off. Alan Reinhart. Alan, welcome back.
Joe, great to be back. Great to be here, as always.
We are getting close to the start of the season, getting our last licks in with off-season stuff. You were at the Chili Bowl this past weekend at the Tulsa Expo Center. Rico Abreu with a very popular victory. How was it being out there?
It was a great time, as always. If you know, even if you're not a fan of midget racing, that's a must-see event. You really just got to go check the thing out. The official car count, I believe they said, was 320-something. I don't want to get it wrong, but it was an all-time record. And if you're not familiar with the event, they build a track inside the Tulsa Expo Center. All of the cars are pitted inside. The entire event is held inside the building. So it doesn't matter what the weather's doing outside. They're going to race no matter what. And it's a pretty spectacular event. I actually had a moment to get on the microphone one time, and I made the comparison. I said, you know, even if you're not a football fan, you get the Super Bowl. And even if you're not a NASCAR fan, you get the Daytona 500. Well, even if you're not a midget fan, the Chili Bowl really is that big. It's a really special event. It's a fun deal. And it's not a weekend. It's actually about a week. They practice on Monday, race Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the big show is Saturday. So it was a long week of midget racing. I think I still got a little Chili Bowl dust in my lungs, so if I sound a little scratchy, I apologize for that. But it was a tremendous show, and as you said, yeah, Rico was a very, very popular winner. He's loved in the community, both in the racing community and by the fans, and it was the first time that he's conquered the Chili Bowl, so it was a pretty special deal.
If I recall correctly, I remember seeing him at one of our events last year. I have to double-check, obviously, going through them all, but coming out to see the 300-mile-per-hour Nitro cars this past week, we were at the Pro Winter Warm-Up Test. I get home. I'm decompressing for the second year in a row, like, wow, that was great. And I flip on MAV TV. Hey, more racing. What's better than this? And I got to watch the A-Main just in time for the A-Main, which was very exciting. And as much as we are and we have drag racing fans that log on to this show on WFO Radio, of course, on Ignition, we talk NASCAR and Formula One and IndyCar. If it's got wheels, an engine, a driver, guys going fast, people working hard, I like it. And I find that many race fans are that way, too.
I agree. I mean, you know, I think everybody has their favorite form of motorsport, but you have to appreciate what others do. You know, I'm not a big Formula One fan. You and I have had this discussion a number of times. It's just not me. The technology, however, is incredible. What they're able to do with those machines is awesome. And, you know, I understand people that have the passion for that and the drive that follow that closely, because that's how I feel about drag racing. And I know some people don't feel that way about drag racing, and that's cool. That's why, you know, that's why there's something for everybody. But I was just looking over. Somebody put up a list of some of the guys they saw. I'll give you an idea if you're not familiar with the Chili Bowl. Gary Selzy was there. His kid, Dominic, was racing, and Giovanni will be shortly. Clay Milliken was there just hanging out. Don Prudhomme was there for a couple of the days. Bobby Unser, Sarah Fisher, remember that name?
Yes.
She was actually racing.
Oh, really?
Really. Kurt Busch was there. He came to hang out for a couple of days, I think just kind of escaped the weight of the world for what he's been going through lately. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was there racing, and, you know, wherever Ricky goes, you're probably going to find Danica. She was there hanging out. Tony Stewart was there. He wasn't racing this year, although he has had a lot of success, including winning the race, but he was there as part of the track prep crew to make sure that the track was in prime time shape. Kyle Larson was there. He was also racing in one of the midget cars. And just from the, you know, how big does your event have to be? Roger Penske was the Grand Marshal.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
And
tremendous event. They tell me Chip Ganassi was there too, but I didn't see him. It's a happening, you know, with basically all of racing shut down at this time of year. Everybody's got an opportunity to go do it. It's not part of a sanctioned series. It's not for points. It's just for prestige and for a pretty nice check at the end of the night. And, of course, the Golden Driller Trophy. So that draws a lot of interest, and it really is, if you're at all a fan of motorsports, you should make it a bucket list item. It's a pretty special deal.
I think you guys got us beat on the celebrity list, because we had Giovanni Bernard, running back for the Bengals, who was out there hanging with Leah Pritchett. We had Vanilla Ice, who is, he's back in a big way. He was hanging with the Daryl Gwynn Foundation out there. And we had Nico, the drummer for Iron Maiden. And I think maybe one other known celebrity that's not registering in my brain right now, so they can't be that big. So I think we lose the nitro test on the celebs in attendance part.
Well, it's just, you know, there are a lot of people from other walks of life that are into racing in whatever the form, and especially people that grew up, you know, in a, I don't want to say underprivileged, but not an overprivileged house, let's put it that way, that, you know, watched these cars and saw these cars and looked in, and when they get to the point where, you know, they have some financial means, they haven't lost the passion, whether they get it, whether they come out and do it as a participant or just want to come out and keep up with what's going on. But there are a lot of people from a lot of walks of life that always come out and seem to gravitate towards the races in whatever form.
All right, let's get into it. The huge announcement last week, Thursday, John Force Racing announced, along with Chevrolet, Jim Campbell was on the call, Tom Compton was on the call. Folks, if you haven't heard the audio, the full audio is available on WFOradio.com. We were able to turn it around very rapidly, and many, many people have been listening to it. It's a great way to find out all the information, members of the media asking their questions. That is in the WFO Radio archive. We also have John coming on moments from now, so we got him one-on-one, which I'm thrilled to speak with John. Basically, Chevrolet, John Force Racing on all their cars, and it is an exclusive, Alan, meaning the only nitro cars you will see Chevrolet partner with are the John Force Racing cars.
I think that's tremendous. It's great to see Chevrolet extending their involvement with drag racing. Of course, you know, they're already the official trucks of NHRA. They also are huge in the factory showdown stuff with all the Copo cars, and of course the Pro Stock teams, to, you know, Chevrolets by number pretty much dominate. It's nice that they decided that they needed a nitro presence, and, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot bigger than being the exclusive auto manufacturer of John Force Racing. So I think it's good all the way around. I think it's good for racing to see Chevrolet, you know, at a time when Ford said, you know, we're not sure that this is something that we want to do, to have another company, maybe, I guess arguably a bigger company, I don't know who's on top of this, but to have General Motors come in and say, you know what, this is something we feel we need to be a part of. I think that says good things for drag racing. It's obviously great for John, and John will do a good job for Chevrolet like he's done for Ford over the years.
We talked about it last week, and folks, the show is in the archive. This would be a victory. Like, how do we determine in this time of strange economics, and we're recovering from this great recession still just a couple of years ago, and many people in the business world say it's a 10-year cycle that we're digging out of, and all of these things. How do you separate a victory from defeat, great news from just decent news? And we kind of threw it out there that if John could bring someone new, someone being a new manufacturer, into Nitro Funny Car Racing, that shows it's viable, there's value, it's excitement, it's a strong marketing tool. And if it was just one of the people who was already there, not to diminish them, but they're there, they get it already, that might not have been great. John is able to produce and bring in Chevrolet, thus a victory according to the standards we discussed.
I agree. Sponsorship comes and goes. You know, everybody knows it's kind of a rotating wheel. If WFO Radio, you know, you have your, what, $100 million a year sponsor budget.
Yeah.
So you determine, okay, you know what, this year I'm going to go heavy on the Super Bowl. This year maybe I'm going to do a lot of billboards. This year maybe I'm going to do a lot of international advertising to spread the world around the planet about WFO Radio. Well, you do that for a few years. Now you've kind of got your footprint there. You've got that established. But you've never really done anything in baseball. So maybe you back off of the Super Bowl a little bit and you get involved in the World Series this year. Maybe you pull back from some of your international stuff and you haven't done very well in the Northeast. So you hit real hard up in Philadelphia and New York and Boston and that part of the country. And it's not in any way, shape, or form saying that what you used to do didn't deliver. It's just that you are going to try something new. You're going to go into a new venue. And, you know, that's why the big sponsorship wheel turns. That's why it is so impressive when you see the 30 years that Castrol stayed with John, the 20 years that Ford was there, close to 30 years that Budweiser was with Kenny Bernstein. You know, I don't believe it becomes a deal where you're saying to yourself, well, you know, this just ain't worth it. It obviously was, or they wouldn't have been there for that long. But times change, and, you know, sometimes it's just time to go try something new. If you believe that you've done all you can do in the Nitro world of drag racing, well, maybe it's time to go try something new. And that's not saying that John didn't deliver. That's just saying that now we're going to go try to put our footprint someplace else.
John Forrest will be on the show moments from now, and we will discuss all of these issues and more. Plus, he's got some very interesting news teasing about a potential sponsor for Britney. We'll talk about his crew chief, who will be his crew chief for 2015. That's big news that will come out in the interview. He sends some messages to the folks from Alanabi and Schumacher Racing, something you're definitely going to want to hear just minutes from now. It's going to be great stuff and exciting what's happening in the sport of drag racing. They will be testing around your part, Alan, this week.
Yeah, rumor has it a number of them are going to hit Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park, which, of course, formerly Firebird up in Phoenix, coming this way headed for Pomona. And I don't know for sure yet, but I think I might just wander up there one day just to, you know, see some guys, say Happy New Year, and get my first whiff of Nitro for the season, since you've got me beat on that by a week already.
Yeah, that is true. But you're going to get to see some new stuff, some cool stuff. The 2015 Dodge Charger body, everybody loved it. Saw some big numbers out there. What do you think of Massey's 332.26?
Pretty impressive stuff. That place, and I don't mean to take anything away. That's an impressive run no matter what, no matter where. But West Palm this time of year is kind of like Houston used to be for the Pro Stockers back, you know, 15 years ago when they used to have the Pro Stock Super Bowl down there. You go down there, terrific racetrack for that type of car. Conditions are tremendous, and you see amazing numbers pop up. It'll be interesting to see what they're all running when they get to Pomona and then to Phoenix and then to Gainesville when we start the season. But it's, you know, obviously nobody's going to go, well, 332, ho-hum, that's a tremendous run. It was also run in very good conditions, so congratulations to those guys. You know, love Phil and Todd and the guys that work on that car, because they are really, truly car guys.
Some news in the sport of drag racing I'd like your opinion on. I see that the folks at Maple Grove going to basically do the second half of their track with concrete, making it an all-concrete surface. I believe as of this, as of current, 770 feet are concrete, and then the rest is asphalt. They're going to go full concrete. I usually am a big proponent of all concrete strips because that was a business my father was in concrete, so I have a knowledge, and I've seen what we've seen at the Texas Motorplex, all concrete, and PBIR is all concrete. But any messing with Maple Grove is scary. Scary, Alan. The place is perfect. What are your thoughts about that move and what it will be for drag racing?
Well, I think it's awesome that the Stauffer family and the management up there decided that they're going to make that investment when they probably didn't need to. As you said, the track was just amazing and has been all these years. But Maple Grove, for the longest time, had the shortest concrete pad. I mean, there was a few years where I believe the concrete was only 160, 180 feet. And then they extended that out a little further, and then they went to 700. Now they're going to go all the way to the finish line. I think it's spectacular. You know, it's like taking the best there is and trying to make it a little bit better. And I applaud the effort, both financial and the physical effort that it's going to take to get it done. So look, Maple Grove is one of those that's always a star on the calendar, and maybe I'll color in the star this time instead of just having it be an empty one.
Or you could just go to like an office supply store and buy some of those stickers and use like a gold one.
There you go. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that's I got an office supply place right down the street. I'll try that.
Simple. What about Corey Mack coming back? That's big news. We're going to have to get him on the show. Corey Mack, who has been out of the saddle for a while, going to return for a limited schedule, but getting back going again.
You know, we're going to have to see him if we can do some arm twisting, because between Dexter Tuttle and Mike Dakin, surely those guys can go, you know what, let's sit down at a map and go, okay, I'm close to this one, I'll do this one, and get him the full schedule, at least the first 16, 18, get him a chance to run for the countdown to the championship. Corey obviously was a huge fan favorite when he's out there. He's done everything you can do in the sport except win the championship, and he came just achingly close. Was it 92? And that's one of those deals that I think still really bothers him, is that we sat out one race and lost the championship by less than a round. But it'll be good to see Corey back out there on a much more permanent basis, even if it's not quite full-time.
Yeah, one of the big personalities. He had a close run with the Fram Dragster a couple of years ago as well. Just it is elusive. It is not easy to win a title, obviously.
One of the things that the fans have always liked about Corey is that he's emotional. You know, if Corey's upset, he's not going to go, oh, well, you know, rah-rah for those guys, we'll get him next week. He's going to show you that he's upset, and he has a real passion for the sport, and it says the fact that he shows some of that emotion. You know, he's not going to yell and scream and throw things, but you're going to know what kind of mood Corey's in just by looking at him, and I think that's one of the things that the fans really like, is the fact that he shows what he feels, whether it's happy, whether it's mad, whether it's upset, whether it's at himself or at somebody else, and he really is a great personality. It'd be good to see him out there on a more permanent basis.
Now, last week on the show, and folks, you can go back into the archive if you want to listen to this, we had Larry Morgan talking about his Fire Age Chevrolet Camaro powered by Gray Motorsports, and I've received a fair amount of feedback on the interview, and they just thought that it was Larry, who has never pulled a punch ever, and he's always been very willing to say what he thinks, what's on his mind, which is refreshing, although it shouldn't be. People are pumped up about Larry Morgan. And also some of the numbers that he was throwing out, just how much it takes and what kind of effort goes into being competitive in pro stock, kind of shocked many of our listeners.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of the things that we touched on just a little bit last week, is that I think a lot of people don't understand the commitment that it takes to race pro stock, whether it's financial or whether it's manpower, because you don't see it at the racetrack. You know, pro stock cars at the racetrack are nowhere near as labor intensive as the nitro burners are, but all of that effort gets put in back at the shop and testing. Pro stock guys test like you cannot imagine, and it's not something that always makes headline news, so it's not something that a lot of fans know about. I have to apologize. I haven't had a chance to listen to Larry's interview. I was, as I said, in Tulsa all week and was pretty much tied up, so I'm going to have to go back in the archives and listen to that myself. I can't comment any further than that, other than, you know, I've lived in the pro stock world for a little bit, and the effort that it takes to go out there and put together a championship contending car or cars on the racetrack is extreme.
You also have the great benefit that you can call Larry and talk to him. You know, it's a little bit different because, Alan, you can call and probably even get more out of him.
Well, yeah, there is that. You know, I don't know if you were following along. I had a couple of Twitter things this last week, but I did the Oklahoma Pro Stock Championship Tour while I was out there. Went and had lunch with Mike Edwards one day, which is always, you know, Mike is just a great guy. He is a little bit camera shy, so if, you know, all you saw was what he was on TV, he's not going to come off as, you know, a real, you know, rah-rah gregarious guy, but he's a wonderful guy that spent a lot of time in the sport and lived it for so long, and it was great spending a little time with him. And then I also took one day and made the short trip from Tulsa down to Elite Motorsports and had an opportunity to walk through their facility and see, you know, not just the showroom and the stuff, but to go back in the shop and talk with Nick and Jake and the guys that build the horsepower and do the stuff. And that's a pretty nice joint they've got down there in Wynnewood, Oklahoma. The Pro Stock shop is not open to the public, but if you're looking for a truck, a trailer, or any kind of race car accessory, you might check out Elite Motorsports, because that's what they do.
That is cool. How are they dealing with being the champions?
You know, it's business as usual. They're in the shop. It's like, yep, it's great. There's a trophy up in the front, but, you know, our goal is now to get the next trophy. and they're working hard at it. They also know that since they're going to be providing, in some cases, cars, and in some cases, basically an entire team for some of the racers out there, still working on who they're going to be doing engines for and doing stuff. So they're plenty geared up and busy right now, making sure that they're ready to go when it's time to go to Pomona.
And I am checking out your photographs on your Twitter feed. Folks, you can follow him at NHRA Reinhardt, at NHRA Reinhardt. And it looks like you had pretty good seats there when you were up close. You were there with the PRN at the track. People actually retweeted, and there's a photo of you wearing your NHRA gear.
Well, I was my seats were in the Robin's Nest, and thanks to Don Martin, thanks to Chris Blair, and Curtis Francois, the guys from Gateway that are involved with those people. I met them for the first time when I was there. Not obviously the Gateway people, but Don Martin and his guys the first time when I was there last year. They invited me to come back and sit with them, and it's what they call a skybox at the Chili Bowl, which is up high and way down in turn one. And then, you know, as I mentioned, I also had an opportunity to get on the microphone one time, called a heat race, which was kind of cool. It's been a while since I've done a dirt track race and a long while since I've done a midget race, but I think I was able to get through it without completely embarrassing myself and the rest of the straight line world. So it was a fun event, and it was, you know, amazingly enough, they wouldn't let me get my camera out when I was in the engine shop at Elite Motorsports, and I'm not 100% sure what that was all about. But,
yeah,
you know, it's like, hey, Nick, let me get a picture of you standing next to the cylinder head. I don't think so, Reinhardt. But you know, the guys were very gracious and very grateful everywhere I went, and it was just nice to be a part of it.
It is not far off. The Circle K Winter Nationals, Pomona, California. People are fired up. I see tickets for the Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals on sale. I can tell you that over here on the East Coast, the teams that were at the Pro Winter Warm-Up are very excited about 2015, pumped up and ready to go. Sounds like everybody is getting very intense. Alan, great job as usual. We always appreciate you kicking off WFO Radio the right way with a little bit of information behind the scenes. We got John Force this week. Going to be very cool. Thank you so much.
Joe, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to come in and share my experiences and you know, hopefully have a little fun as well. Let's get this one last football game the heck out of the way, and then we can start racing.
Did the games turn out the way you expected?
The way I expected, yeah. I was shocked, I think, along with the rest of the planet, at the way the Seattle-Green Bay game ended. You know, I was on the plane for part of the time when that one was going off, when I landed in Tucson, turned the phone back on and saw that it was 16-0, and I thought, wow, didn't expect that. And then, you know, the way that Seattle obviously was not giving up as long as there was a tick left on the clock, but that I was very surprised. I really thought Seattle was going to win the game going in, but I was very surprised the way the game went, and I was surprised that Seattle was able to pull it off.
Yeah, I agree. I gave up on it. I went outside, and then I come back running back in, you know, onside kick, the whole deal. So it one more big game, the Super Bowl, then it's off to drag racing season. Alan, great job as usual. Thank you so much.
All right, Joe. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much, Alan Reinhardt, the voice of the NHRA, starts us off each week right here on WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. If you're a first-time listener, if you're new to the show, very often he answers questions from listeners, and after the Mellow Yellow Series events, a full breakdown. You're not going to want to miss it. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Download the free application for iPhone, iPad, iOS, or Android. You can listen on Stitcher, Tune In. You can come to the website, bookmark it, subscribe to the RSS feed. There's a million ways to listen to WFO Radio for a million reasons, and one of which is the 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champion, John Force. We got him. We are going to ask him a ton of tough questions. We're going to go behind the scenes, ask him, like, what all went down, how'd it go down. And I can tell you it is a wide-ranging interview, and John's going to get into a lot of stuff. A lot. You're not going to want to miss it. This is exactly the kind of thing people listen to WFO Radio for, interviews like this. Later on in the show, talk a little more Pro Winter Warm-Up, some Pro Modified. Very excited about that. Stick around. John Force coming up next, and we hope to have you back every single week. But right now, I want to talk to you about the folks at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, huge drag racing fan who is an award-winning barbecuer and coffee roaster. Been a sponsor of WFO since middle of last year, and my goodness, it has been so great for everybody involved. Go to the website right now, check it out. You drink coffee, right? Who doesn't drink coffee in the morning? A little espresso or a little whatever you like. Rodax has over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends. One of the custom blends is named after WFO Radio, and I absolutely love it. I start my day off each day with that or their other drag racing-themed coffee called Bang the Blower. Their specially grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. And all the coffee is roasted fresh per order. It hasn't been sitting on the grocery store shelves for a long, long time. You will like this better. They have limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots of coffee. They buy farm direct from the grower. Some of the farms produce less than, get this, 10 sacks of coffee per year. Plus, they have the exotics from Jamaica. They have the Sumatra Kopi Luwak, the Panama Geisha, the Australia, the Puerto Rica, the Hawaiian Kona and Maui coffees. Marvin has got it all. He loves when you go to the website, but he really loves when you give him a call. 817-924-6821. You notice I slow down when you're writing down the number? I figure you're out there. You're punching it in your phone, you're putting it in your notes, or you're writing it down. 817-924-6821. He's in Fort Worth, Texas. Been doing it since 1976. The coffee brings you in. But once you're there, you gotta try the hot sauce. Habanero hot sauce. They've got four different blends of hot sauce. My favorite is the habanero hot sauce, but they've got three others as well that are great. You will absolutely love it. Not to mention spice rubs. They got the A26 spice rub. They got a classic barbecue rub. All great stuff. Give Marvin a call, 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard him talking about you on WFO Radio, and I decided I want to try out a little bit of coffee. I want to try some barbecue sauce. I want to try some spice rub. I want to try it. And he will send it off in an order wherever you live around the world. You can do it. Not to mention coffee wood for grilling. You got to get on the website. They've got recipes, even barbecues. Check it out, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Great sponsor here on WFO Radio. All right, when we come back, John Force, going to talk about it all. Chevrolet driver, driving a Camaro funny car. Brittany, Chevrolet driver. Courtney Force, Chevrolet driver. Robert Height, Chevrolet driver. This is new. Big news to the sport of drag racing. Are these big manufacturers interested in running in the funny cars? Yes. John Force proving it so. We're going to talk about it. All you Force racing fans, stick around. Tail end of the show, talk a little pro mod, talk a little pro winter warm-up, give you some more information right here on WFO Radio. Here comes John Force.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. If we have first-time listeners clicking the link, welcome to you. You are going to love this show, not just now, but all season long. But we want to bring it on with a big guest. You know the announcement was huge. John Force Racing, going to run Chevrolets in 2015 and beyond. Joining us now, our featured guest, John Force. John, welcome back to WFO. How are you?
Hey, Joe, it's time to go racing. The teams are already heading for Phoenix. We heard the pro organization had a great show down there in West Palm Beach, and testing went well. And we'll be testing with a few teams, all of my teams, but a few others, in Phoenix starting tomorrow.
We missed you down there. It was a great event, but you going through all that you are going through, switching over everything to Chevrolet, I can imagine it was a ton of work. But people were asking about you as if, hey, is John never, ever coming back to West Palm, or was this just a symptom of all that you were going through with the manufacturer change?
Well, I'm part of the pro organization. And we worked together, but I knew that, number one, I was put on a budget financially. I had to change, but still testing, whether it's West Palm Beach or it's Florida. Whether it's West Palm Beach or it's Phoenix, but the biggest reason was getting our stuff done. I still got cars in paint shops that'll have to be trucked to testing later in the week just because I couldn't have been in Florida last week. Well, it's going to be a struggle to make Phoenix, but the transporters are en route, and paint jobs will be following, and just a lot of work. When you change over, it's just major, and working 7 days a week, bringing some new programs. Everybody knows Peak Antifreeze and Coolant signed with us to be the lead on my car, and Lucas Oil has joined us, and now General Motors. But let's not forget the ones that got me here. Auto Club of Southern California signed a 5-year deal with Robert and Mac Tool, of course, and the list, Freightliner, the list goes on and on. So I'm really excited where we're going, and the future's big.
The press conference went off excellently, and it was great to hear Jim Campbell and the folks at Chevrolet so excited. I want to ask you some questions that are on the minds of the WFO listeners out there and many of your fans. Kind of starting from the beginning at the search, you had referenced during the press conference that when the news was broken to you that you were going to be losing sponsors and a manufacturer a couple of years ago, that somewhere in your mind you thought, you know what, I'm John Force, I will be able to do this, and it turned out to be more difficult than you had initially expected.
We're in a tough economy. That's number one. I think the sport of NHRA drag racing is a great product. I think John Force Racing, like the Schumachers and the Petragons and all the teams out there, we live this. We love it. It's why we do it. And we have a great product to sell. We're P.T. Barnum on the road at 300 miles an hour. I mean, we got the tents and everything. And it's tougher now. And of course, I had grown my programs over 30 years. And with change, you got to build new partners and you got to start growing again. And it was tough. The agency I work with, JMI, working 7 days a week. And a lot of friends came in to help. I wanted to make the right picks with sponsors. And you don't have that many options. I'm just being honest. No matter how big a name you are, you don't have that big of an option. And we had to look at who we could team together that wouldn't conflict. I had a number of deals that were good. They just conflicted. And I'm not going to do that to a partner that's been with me, 15, 16 years. And so we had to make decisions. It come right down to the wire, and then it was time. And we're still not done yet. We've got some more announcements. I was a little late. I was hoping at PRI that I could announce the Chevrolet Camaro, but I wasn't able to, and I know a lot of fans were calling what's going on. Is John Force quitting? We don't quit. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Racing's what we do. If I didn't have the money to run the national events, then I'd match race again until I found the money where it would help fund me get to the NHRA events. But we're there with four teams, and we're going to be okay.
Very exciting deal. On this show and through conversations, we had basically said that if John Force Racing can bring a manufacturer into funny car racing that wasn't currently there, it would be a victory. And if John Force Racing could not, you being the biggest star drag racing has at this current time, if John Force Racing could not and you ended up with a Toyota or a Dodge, say, and I was surprised to hear you had never even spoken with Dodge, that would be an unfortunate occurrence. You brought a new manufacturer. You got General Motors to come back. That sounds like a victory in and of itself.
Robert Height said in the press conference that if you look at General Motors, they're strong. And you look at them in NASCAR, they win. That's what they do. Great teams. But you look at them in NHRA drag racing, they're our biggest race, which is Indianapolis, the Indy race. That's the granddaddy of them all. But if you look at them in pro stock, very strong with their teams. Two teams coming down to the wire right there for the championship and that young girl winning it. It's an exciting time. But they didn't have anybody in the pro ranks. I mean, we are their pro teams in Top Fuel and Funny Car. We have an exclusive. And I like that because, number one, it isn't just the money that's spread around. It's the technology and getting into the wind tunnels and being able to work with their engineers. And we're really excited about that. And they're really excited about it. So I spoke with Campbell on Sunday morning, Jim, and thanked him. That I'm going back to my roots. I'm going back where I started. The best man at my wedding when Lori and I was married was Tom Steeves of Don Steeves Chevrolet. It's where I started with General Motors, driving a Chevy Vega in Australia and then back here in the Monza that I burnt to the ground in Orange County. And then my career started. Leo Stereo was a Monza. And then, of course, it went on. It just went right up to the ranks. Mountain Dew was a Citation. Coca-Cola was a Corvette and Jolly Rancher Candy. I won my first five championships driving a GM car, whether it was an Oldsmobile or it was a Pontiac or a Chevrolet or, you know what I mean? I've been there. And then, of course, I went on with another great company. But now I'm back. I'm back where I belong because they're all out of Detroit. That's where I wanted to be. There was others that we spoke to, and all the manufacturers are great. We need them all, and the ones that aren't in the sport, I hope they get in. But for me, when I looked at the options, the General Motors driving back to my roots made sense, and here we are.
Here we are.
I'm excited about it.
Remember, there's a lot of frustrated Pontiac and Oldsmobile fans out there who loved those cars who are now rooting for Chevrolet by proxy because that's really all we can do. And you're carrying the banner for us as well.
Well, it's like I said, it's a tough economy. They stepped up. They gave me real good money. They gave me multi-year contracts. But they're already talking about beyond that. You know what I'm saying? They've got a lot of teams to take care of. Like I said, we're in a tough economy right now, but gas prices are dropping. All of this helps. They're starting to look at the cars. I was down looking at, some of those Camaros with superchargers on them. They build hot rods right out of the factory. You can take road racing, drag racing. I mean, they're investing, and they're, to me, my company's John Force American Made. In Indianapolis, in Brownsburg, and I just like staying with that. Not saying I wouldn't race for another manufacturer, but when it was put out there, that's where I wanted to be. I had that choice, and I'm just really excited that Jim Campbell and his people took a chance and put us back in the family.
they clearly see a potential for you to sell General Motors cars, not just performance cars, you driving the ultimate performance car, a 10,000 horsepower, 320 mile per hour funny car, but they have really stepped forward with their performance cars, the Corvette, the C7, the Z06, you mentioned the Camaros, whether it be the Z28 or even just the SS or the regular six-cylinder Camaro that has over 300 horsepower. These are cars that I think many of us agree we're living through the golden age of the automobile right now in terms of speed, performance, and amenities, both in a straight line and around a road course. Your job is now to sell those cars. So my question is, have you gotten to play with any of them yet? And when will that happen? And what are you looking forward to? And I imagine that's going to be a big part of what you do, knowing the new products.
I walked in to a dealership and with my family, we were looking at cars, seeing the new models. I'm going to drive a Camaro, but I love the Impala. You know what I mean? There's so many cars that take me back to what I drove in the early days. But it was just, once the announcement was out, like, I went to two or three Chevrolet dealers, and they were like, wow, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? And it was like, oh, I'm just looking, just curious. But when I went back, boy, their arms were open. And we've already set up in Phoenix testing. We set up with the dealers there. That's one thing that we do at John Force Racing. We work continually. I don't know if we're just addicted to it, but the first thing Kelly Antonelli, the lady that runs my, you know, John Force Racing in Indy, was on the phone to the dealers, didn't even have to tell her, already setting up dealers across the country to go in and work, because our job is to sell cars, get the fans to see the line of Chevrolets that they have, look at the trucks, and then look at the hot rods. To me, what's changed, and I can't speak for Detroit or any brand of car, I was in the era of the 55, 56, 57 Chevy, and then it changed, you know, the Impalas, the Malibus, you know, the era changed in the 60s, and everything was getting into muscle cars and big motors. It was growing. And then, and then naturally, you know, the Corvettes and the Camaros, the super sports, it went crazy, and I was part of that. And as it evolved over years, you know, we got hit when the gasoline prices, and all of a sudden, you know, nobody really wanted to talk about big engines. And we're out there, nitromethane, back in those days, you know, 7,000-8,000 horsepower, maybe 10 now. But it was almost like in Detroit, didn't want to talk about it. Gas mileage is what was important. Gas had went up to $4, $4.50. Now it's dropped. And now all of a sudden, I mean, you talk to the guys at the dealers, people change mentally. You know what I mean? Now they want that dream, that muscle car, that big engine, whether it's got a supercharger on it, like the Camaros have, or if it's just one of the other models. The gas thing is not a fear anymore. I hope it stays that way, but it at least gives us change in America. There's a lot of change going on, and that's what we do. You know, we're 3-4 second runs. We're 300 miles an hour, 10,000 horsepower, nitromethane belching out the pipes, and then you go and say, all right, here we are. And then you say, oh, gee, look at that gas pump. That's terrible. You got to pay that kind of, you don't want to burn gas. Well, that mindset, we don't like waste, but we like to enjoy life. We like to get in our hot rod on a Sunday afternoon and be able to drive and enjoy it and take a road trip. And those days hopefully are coming back. Hell, even one of the sheikhs said, on a news conference, that the drum of fuel price will never come back, at least in his lifetime. Well, I'm hoping that means, you know, that it'll change, and we can, maybe not for him, but for us, it's good. Well, I hope I'm saying this right.
Well, you are, I think, and more importantly, involved in that, the performance cars of today get better mileage than the economy cars of the 70s and 80s. Whether it be the six-cylinder Camaro that's making 300 horsepower, there's a Mustang and the Dodge Challenger too. They're making great mileage, so you can have both in many ways. Things like cylinders, canceling out, stuff that we see in drag racing all the time. Very interesting stuff, and I can't wait to see how you guys put it forth. And even your pit vehicle is going to be very interesting. Going to see Courtney and Brittany like cruising around in a convertible Camaro. That's how it was designed. Now, John, the whole process, though, being up close at the NHRA events, watching you go through it, the outside appearance, my perspective, it looked like it was really stressful. How are you holding up behind the scenes? Now that it is in many ways in the rearview mirror, how are you holding up during all of this?
Well, it's what I do. Nobody guaranteed me. You know, NHRA gives us a playing field, and nobody guaranteed me that myself or my children or Robert got to race. And I had it cut out for me, a job. And I focused the last year, and I basically, 7 days a week, Robert and I, side by side, let everything else go in our life. Everything was about getting financial backing. When you lose an oil company, and Lucas Oil, I mean, his son, Morgan, and Dad Forrest stepped in, and Mom, and spoke to me. There was no big negotiation. You know what I mean? I didn't have the cards to negotiate. I needed a home. You have to have an oil company. You have to. Or what are you going to run in your car? You know what I'm saying? Because it isn't just getting oil. I had offers, people wanting to get me oil. I needed a company like Lucas that could develop. You know what I mean? That could keep, you know, that nitromethane goes in that oil pan. That oil gets diluted. It gets up in that motor, you know, ring, piston, ring wear. The whole thing can change. And with them continually with their engineers, building a better product for us that goes into your car on the street, that's where I needed to be. Number two, and what was important was the family invests in NHRA racing. I'm a family. They're a family. They're not going to be so quick just to quit like a sponsor could, you know what I mean, and leave because they're invested in it and they personally love NHRA racing. So we knew that if I was going to bring my family, team with another family, and they have a lot of great teams in all the categories. The Lucas Oil brand, that family has really invested. So that really works good for me. Peak Antifreeze, they were involved. They are involved in NASCAR. They are involved in road racing. They are involved in drag racing. It was an opportunity. They were the first that stepped up to the plate that said, hey, let us get in bed with John Force. And that gave me a positive that I could still sell myself. I could still sell my teams. And already, if you look everywhere, they're buying magazine ads. They're just out there pushing, you know, the envelope. They're taking us somewhere. And I'm excited to build their brand, but to build our brands. And that's not just John Force. That's Robert Height. That's Brittany and Courtney. And naturally, Ashley, who knows when she'll get back in the seat. Probably any day. So we started putting things together. Our other partners, Auto Club, very strong with us. Robert's on the road. Boy, every week he's got an appearance, it seems like, with Auto Club. And then Traxxas, wait till you see the new design coming of the new Traxxas car that Courtney drives, you know, the Camaro SS. It is awesome. It's the fans, they're going to freak out. And Matt Tool being a partner, we're going to be at the Lucas Stadium with our traveling roadshow with Matt Tool for their opening convention of the year here in a few weeks. And now I can show all my cars from the past, my Chevrolets, hell, my Oldsmobiles, my Pontiacs. You know what I mean? We have a museum in India and a museum in California, so we're continually growing, and that's what's exciting to me. And of course now with Chevrolet. And let me clarify something. Did we talk? Have a few conversations at the racetrack with other brands? Yes, we did. But what I need to say is they had plenty of teams. Toyota had plenty of teams. You know what I mean? When you look, and they're all great people. When you look over, you know where Schumacher's at. With those guys over there, Mopar, they got plenty of teams. You know what I'm saying? I needed to be somewhere where I could control my destiny of my teams, because I don't look at a 2-3 year plan. I look at a 25 year plan. You know what I mean? And I plan in 25 years. I may not be in the seat of the car. I'm sure I won't, but my family will. And that's what it's all about, is the long range future. I needed to be, you know, where we could be, you know, the team that they focus on in the nitro categories. They've got their pro stock. They got great teams that win, and we got to deliver for them. And we got a lot of work. I've made a lot of changes in the camp.
John, I know your time is limited, and you're so gracious for spending so much time for WFO Radio. I greatly appreciate it. Let me rapid fire a couple of questions at you. The switch, all the Ford inventory that you had, now Chevrolet inventory. What are these guys doing? What goes into it to make this switch? I know a lot of people might think new wraps and you're done, but it seems like there's a lot more to it.
First thing I want to do is I want to thank Castrol for 30 years. God bless them. They got me here, and they put me financially strong, but you can't move on without new partners. Income from these race teams is what funds John Force Racing. I just made Dean Antonelli general manager of Indy. He's still going to be overlooking all the race cars. He'll be involved week to week at the racetrack at every race, but I needed a guy that knew my race cars. He knows how John Force thinks, a guy that, because we've got to go into selling parts. Jim Head purchased a new chassis from us, and we're looking elsewhere in our engine program, but now with the changes and stuff that we're making, we got a lot of work cut out for us, and he was a perfect guy to do that. So in the process, we have a lot of change. And this deal went down here, really, and I would, if it was done, I would have announced it at PRI. We've got to look to the future. We've got to you understand the engine and the body. The motor program and the aero and the body is a spec car that is NHRA spec. It's basically what it is. We know where they all evolved from in the beginning, especially the engine. And we have to make change. But you know, for me, to try to ever be negative, I won't ever be to any of my partners. I want to thank Ford Motor Company for what they did. They're friends with the guys at GM. They all know each other at Chevrolet. And you know what? They want me to move forward. They want me to do good. And GM coming in, they said, you couldn't be in a better place, John Force. In your time of life and your family and the growth of your company, you couldn't be in a better place. We got a lot of work cut out for us. We got to make changes. We got to redevelop. We got to re-engineer. We got to retool, but only to a degree. But you can't do it in 2 months. It'll take us a year to get this thing up and running, and that's what we're doing the best. We had to do redesigns on everything and to get to take what we had and be able to get to the next race. And the fans have all stood by me. The other racers, NHRA approved our Camaro SS with a redesign change on what we had, and we are ready to rock and roll. When NHRA says it's approved, just like they did the Dodge, okay, they approved John Force's Camaro, and we're back in business, and I'm going to go out there, we're going to entertain, and we're going to run for that title like we always do here at John Force Racing, and that's why you'll keep having us on your show. We keep talking, we keep delivering, that's what it's all about for the fans.
Who will be your crew chief for 2015?
I've got a young kid I'm really, really excited about. John has grown up with us. He's worked under Mike Neff, I think, for 4 years now. He's been wanting that opportunity to be a lead. He's just, I always call him Little John. He's Big John now because he's the boss. So I'm excited about it. You know, Mike Neff will lead all of my teams as he does. He's my Austin Coil. And nobody, like I said, to replace Austin Coil, like Mike Neff says, that's a tough job. But Coyle was the greatest because he has the most wins. You know what I'm saying? Of anybody in NHRA racing that I know of. In the pro categories. So at the end of the day, we're ready, to move ahead. Naturally, my son-in-law with Ron Douglas Daniel Hood, my daughter's husband, running Courtney Strax's car. We're excited. Todd Smith will still take the lead on the top fueler. We've got some new people that have come in. There's going to be stories about these people coming up. I don't want to get out there and jump out. I want to kick off in testing, and then Elon Warner, my PR team, is going to start doing stories on the youngs coming up. We've got some new car chiefs that have moved into place. We have reorganized. Change is good. And we want to wish all the guys that were with us in the past, moving to where they're moving to, God bless them. We're all just trying to make a living and feed our kids. So I don't want to give you information. I want you to see it. And be watching us this week at testing.
Okay, we know Alanabi has got a, there's a lot of talent that may or may not be out there. You did mention in the press conference, though, two final questions here. Brittany, maybe something big percolating on the horizon that may happen soon. You certainly got us excited thinking about that. She's part of the Chevrolet deal. Something big, I know you can't tell us, but it certainly sounds exciting.
Let me tell you, I've got an announcement to make. It's not done yet, but we basically... shaking hands on it. Don't mean it can't change. We'll be going to Pomona with all of our sponsors on it that we have. I don't think the new sponsor will be on it at Pomona. I think we're looking more at Gainesville, not even Phoenix. We'll be running John Force Racing Colors Next Generation, Brittany Force and Top Fuel. We're excited about it. My daughter still claims, Dad, I'm still the fastest in the family. But she was excited. If you saw her and Courtney in the press conference, just in the video uplink that we put out, really excited because my kids grew up in the winner's circle, you know, with General Motors, with all of their brands, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, and especially Chevrolet. Those were my flame Chevrolets when I won championships. So we're really excited about it, and my girls are excited about it. My first win was in a Chevrolet, and all my girls were there in the winner's circle. So we're going to be there. We're going to be fighting, and we'll just see where it goes.
And finally, tell me about the moment that your future son-in-law, Graham Rahal, came to you and ask you for your daughter Courtney's hand in marriage. We spoke with her. We got her side of the story. She referenced your side of the story. We talked a whole lot of racing here. I appreciate the information. What about that?
When he called me, he said he had asked for her hand, which I thought was very... His dad, Bobby's a great guy. He said, you know, want to marry this girl? We're both racers. They can't even find a date for the wedding. You know what I mean? Because with his racing schedule, with our schedule, the only opening date was the Norwalk match race that I run for Bill Bader. Nope, sorry, that's already booked. But he said, I'm going to propose in Paris. And I even said, you know, John Force, Paris, Texas? Why would you go there? And he said, no, Force, Paris. But no, I'm excited about it. You know, he's a great talent. He's a great kid. I hope he lives out here in California and doesn't move my baby girl away. I want to keep all my kids close home to mom. So we're pretty excited about it. You know, listen, there's a lot to talk about John Schaefer that's going to run my car. I don't want to get into it now because they got stories they created where they come from. He's a young kid. He's got a lot of heart. He knows Top Fuel. He knows Funny Car. But, yeah, he's going to – I was trying to hide that, but he's going to take the lead. And on my car, and him and Neff are best of partners. So I got good people. We're strong. We want to wish Alanabi for what they've done all these years to help support our sport. That's really important. You know what I mean? Alan Johnson will be okay. He'll bounce back. You know what I'm saying? Just like me. Because he's a racer. He knows how to do it. And I'll just let it go at that.
John, thank you for coming on the show in this wide-ranging interview. We greatly appreciate it. Good luck in your test. We'll be following on social media all season long. The Winter Nationals right around the corner. Tremendous announcement for you guys and the sport of drag racing. Excellent work. Thank you for coming on WFO.
Okay. Thank you for having me. See you at the races, everybody. NHRA races. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. John Force, the 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champion, with us here on WFO Radio. And for all you John Force Racing fans, WFO Radio, something you want to bookmark, you want to download our free mobile application, you want to subscribe on iTunes, we're available on Stitcher or TuneIn. On your smartphone, you can listen each week. We interview the winners from the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. Many times when I am at the events, we are on site with the winners. It is a show you're going to want to listen to all season long, and you will find out all kinds of behind-the-scenes information that you're not getting in too many other places. We'd love to have you back all off-season long, right into the season, right through next year. Check out our archives. See who we've talked to. check out the shows and see exactly the information you are getting on WFO Radio. I think you'll really enjoy it, and hopefully we can grow together throughout the 2015 season, and you will really love the programming that we are putting out on WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. And maybe you're a NASCAR fan. You just clicked on to hear John Force. Well, we do a NASCAR Formula One IndyCar sports radio show called Ignition that I think you will like as well. New listeners, welcome here on WFO Radio. We want you. We're compelling you. We're inviting you. We want you back each and every week. Click subscribe. Download the mobile application. I really feel strongly that you will like it. We got some great sponsors here on WFO Radio as well. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. You ever think about driving a dragster? I know you have. Everyone does. But doing it, that's the challenge. Like, how do I do it? Do I have to go buy a dragster or befriend someone who's got one? Hey, nice dragster. You want to be my friend? And then maybe let me drive it? It's just complicated. It's a hard thing to do unless you go to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School when they are able to put together the Dragster Adventure Program and you can go out with your friends and actually drive. You're not riding along with a professional driver and he's having all the fun and you're kind of hanging on in the sidecar. That's not what it is. It's you driving 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, 130 miles per hour in the quarter mile. And you can even do side-by-side racing if you so choose. You can give them a call, 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Be sure to tell them you heard it on WFO Radio and maybe ask where are they going to be. They travel all around the country. For instance, March 4th, they're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona with the Dragster Adventure. So if you're a Southwestie and you're down there and you're thinking, I want to drive a dragster, March 4th, there you go. Gainesville, Florida, March 27th, Dragster Adventure. Go on the website, click the schedule. You will see a full list. They go all around the country all year long. Courses start at $399, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, $400, big investment. But not really, compared to what you would have to do for this thrilling experience. And the folks at Frank Hawley Drag Racing School have also, for the WFO Radio audience, offered to break it up into four easy payments. So you can pay in advance and then take your ride. 866-480-7223. Go to frankhawley.com to find out all the information, but I assure you, it is something that you will love. You will remember it forever. It is a thrilling, fun, and exciting experience, and it cannot be topped. That is Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, Dragster Adventure. Tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. We'll be back with more after this, right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. The summer is over. The holidays are coming. The winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com, the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Welcome back to NHRA Nitro here on WFO Radio. So how about John Force? What a wide-ranging interview. Not only do we get to find out his crew chief for 2015, he told us he was holding that back, but we got it from him. So his crew chief, he gives a message to Nalanabi. That was one of the greats here on WFO Radio. But we also promised on this program that we would talk a little pro modified. And I have been wanting to get into it with this man for a while. He is the co-founder of the RPM series. And, of course, the Real Pro Mod Association. Can check it out online at realpromod.com. Pro modified, very big and getting bigger. John Waldie with us. John, welcome to WFO. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Joe. It's really an honor to be on your show.
Well, it is great to have you on, and we are all getting ready for 2015. I can imagine it is the same with the Real Pro Mod series. Tell us what you got going.
Well, it's pretty exciting for the RPM series right now. As you have followed us, we have the largest fields, I think, of all the NHRA fields. We're subscribed basically with our top 20 cars for the whole season of 15. We do have, thanks to Graham Light and NHRA, some open spots. More, I should say, Joe, than there were last year. So we've got more spots this year, which really pleases us. And Graham said that's a reflection on we haven't hit those cars off very many walls. And he said we kept his tracks real clean. And for our drivers, we're really pleased about that. So we're very excited about our series. We're very excited for the support of the series. And the support from everybody. You know, we had 3 million people watch that TV show of ours last year. That was very humbling, Joe.
Wow, that is incredible. I was on some of those.
Yes, you were, and we wanted. This is an opportunity to thank you and Brian and obviously Ted Jones and everybody. It's Velocity, the Discovery Channel, and we got up to PRI, and Forrest and Morgan had us on MAV TV, and that was neat, and so we're very humble and very pleased, and the cars are exciting, and we're really looking forward to the year of 2015. Thank you so much for all your support.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, I'm having you on for a reason, because the class is so popular. Getting ready for an open test in February at Palm Beach. You guys kick off the season at the Gator Nationals, the East Coast opener, which is a tremendous event that, of course, I attend each year. You and I did some stuff on the microphone there last year during Pro Modified, and gearing up for the season just like everybody else. You guys had some big announcements during the offseason, sponsors, things happening to grow the class.
Yes, we did. And, you know, you mentioned about West Palm. That's where we went last year. We've been there already, you know, in November. That's a home track for you. And we're going to West Palm the week of February the 9th to 13th. It's an open session. In other words, any pro mod is welcome, whether it be NHRA or, as you know, IHRA are running a series this year. PDRA. We welcome all pro mods, and hey, Joe, we welcome all the fans. So we're going to be there for a week from February the 9th till the 13th. And we hope lots of people come out. We hope for Bill Murray and that great group there that lots of cars come, too.
Oh, I think that they will, and they certainly publicized it very well. And judging by what we just had this past couple of days at the Pro Winter warm-up for the Nitro cars, it was very well received. You know, we're a racing-based community down here in southeastern Florida. Because of our weather, people love the cars, and they would love seeing it.
Well, that's a great track, and, you know, then the cars go in IHRA form over to Bradenton, and we tested there, and that's a great, you know, pro stock type track and pro mod track. They had 47 pro mods for the Snowbirds in Bradenton when we were there in the fall, so I think it'll be another great facility. But West Palm is the focus. Danny Rowe and Jim Lurita are leading it, and Troy Coughlin, and we'll have, I think, a great, great group of our cars, whether they be turbos or nitrous or blowing, and we're really looking forward to it, Joe. So that's February 9th to 13th open session. We hope lots of fans will come out. There's no problem with that, and we're like you are. We're confident we'll have lots of cars.
John Waldie, the co-founder of the RPM series, realpromod.com. You can check him out online, John, at many races. John, what is the goal with Pro Modified? We've heard from a lot of fans over the years. Of course, there are fans of every class. Every class has got its fans, the diehards, the people that relate and understand. But Pro Modified has really captured the imaginations of so many racing fans. And I think some of the reasons are variety. You could see old cars, new cars, different engine combinations, whether it be turbocharged, supercharged, or nitrous oxide injected. The personalities, guys like Ricky Smith, not afraid to tell it how he sees it at the moment. He's won back-to-back championships. It's been very interesting watching you guys try to really push this class out to the forefront.
Well, that's really kind, Joe. And you know, you're right. I told Ricky last year he should get an Academy Award. He probably increased our TV ratings significantly. And, you know, everybody seems to be a character. They're just really neat and colorful. And I was reading Road and Track or Car and Driver. They had a deal on Prudhomme in there and Shirley. And but you know what's interesting, Joe, is people are saying, oh, some of the racing is a little bit cookie cutter. Well, let me tell you, these cars are not cookie cutter. Three different power adders, all kinds of different body styles. You know, we know the turbos are over 3,000 horsepower now. Now, we know Ricky, and, you know, the nitrous engine's 900 inches and four stages. They're getting close, and we know that the class has a tremendous field of supercharged cars. So there's lots of color, lots of noise, lots of characters, and, you know, we're really happy with the way we're going. We're really pleased that NHRA's given us great venues to race in, and it's going to grow. We really don't want it to grow, I guess, exponentially. You know, we're not looking for 24 races. Let's make that clear. We think the max is probably 12 or 13 because our people tend to all be, you know, business people, family people, and that's important to us, so we think this is a great time for pro mod in the sport of drag racing.
Now, you mentioned that. That is important to understand for people because there are a ton of cars that show up to all these races. And you've limited the schedule, 10 races. And it seems like it's more friendly to the most of the time businessman who happens to have a pro mod car and want to compete at the national event level. It seems manageable by way of time, not so much cost, but time. And that's what it seems like everybody that I talk to that is a really successful person, that's what they're trying to create more of, time.
Obviously, that's quite correct. You know, we've got some really neat international flavors, some people that we think are going to race with us this year, and that's very, very exciting. We've got a little bit of a marketing deal. Graham Light and I have talked about we're really concentrating on saying three words to every fan that comes into the Pro Mod pit area, and that's thanks for coming. So we're trying to develop those personal relationships and work that out, but just really make all those fans of drag racing very comfortable in our pit area with our crew, with our cars, the variety, and we think by doing that, we've got this incredible opportunity in drag racing, Joe, that Eleanor is a football, baseball, tennis fan. I'm a hockey fan. And, you know, we all have our sports, but gosh, in drag racing, Joe, we've got this opportunity that our pit area is open. And we can really thank all the fans for coming, and we also can work on that aspect of our sport. I think drag racing has an unlimited future, and we really want to be part, and we want to give back and promote as much as we can.
Very exciting stuff, John. I really like your enthusiasm, and kind of shocked, though. I'm a little bit surprised a guy from Canada likes hockey.
We even got a hockey pool going, and, you know, we really missed Dale Armstrong. He was a great hockey guy. We had a little deal up there at the PRI show, Bernie Federley and myself, Rob Flynn, Mike Lewis, and a bunch of other Canadians, Eldon Rasmussen, and we, you know, we had a real memory of Dale. He was a tremendous hockey fan, and, yeah, we love our hockey.
Now, earlier this year, which is not that long, we got the unfortunate news that Anunoby would be ceasing their funding for 2015, and obviously a shock for the Top Fuel guys, fans of racing in general, period. Anytime you cut some budget out with short notice is tough. But I also saw that we know that several of the cars out there have had Anunoby on the side in different varying levels over the years, that you basically were saying, hey, you know, it's a possibility. We're going to try to keep them out here. We're inviting them back. We want them to continue. If it's not for this year, then maybe next year. Seems like you're really trying to keep the door open to the country of Qatar for potential future investment.
I think KH has done a great job. He loves these cars. I don't know if he's home yet. No, I don't think so. Mike Castellano, one of our board members, one of the founders of RPM, he's over there right now. You know, he and Shannon and Speed Tech, I don't think we should forget. NHRA was really good at PRI, John Siragusa and myself and Danny, and saying, gee, thanks. You know, Speed Tech were our sponsor last year for our series. As you know, we've got a wonderful new series, Father and Son, and, you know, that are racing with us. You know, the Whiteleys, J&A, a huge company. But I think, you know, we just always hope all our cars are out there and they're all racing. They're great cars. And it's fascinating for me, just within the last 24 to 48 hours, we've also had people from other countries, international, that have approached us about racing. So you always hope everybody that you ever are associated with you race with, it becomes your family. They become business associates in this case. And, yeah, we certainly hope you always have those relationships no matter what. And we are truly excited when we look at, you know, Top Fuel's an international class and Pro Mod's an international class. So, once again, we were really pleased, Danny and I, that we were talking to three different people internationally over the last week. And that's great. And, yeah, we always want to keep the door open for KH and, excuse me, you know, we love and the Belushi connection, you know, when he races, that's just great, and whatnot. He did a great job in Top Fuel as well. But, yeah, you're right, Joe. You just hit the proverbial nail on the head. We always want to keep the fans coming and the relationships developing, and we just really want to reach out to everybody.
It sounds like it's got to be a difficult position managing this class, because you're dealing with multiple entities. Obviously, the racers, one group. NHRA, who puts on the race, is another group. You're trying to navigate your own television show. You mentioned it's international. Does it get complicated, John?
I don't think so, Joe. Not if you sort of have your heart in the right way and the right spot, and you're always trying to please people. You know, Tom and Graham have been great with NHRA. You know, the situation's good. You know, IHRA, West Palm, they're going to have a series this year, and have races. Scott's a good guy over there. You know, the PVRA and ProMod have done a wonderful job. You just have to speak highly of the Scruggs family and Gene and all those guys. They're just great, Tommy and Roger especially. And so, you know, everybody's going forward with a really interesting class, and you're being very kind. We just got a great board. You know, Harry and Steve Matusik and Mike Castellon, obviously Troy Coughlin, Danny, and Ryan Hawes and Forward Sports Marketing. So we do get together every week. That might be a secret, but we get together and have a conference call every week. And I find on other boards I'm on, Boy, that's a really cool deal, you know, and that's Danny's leadership. He said, hey, we'll have a conference call every single week, and I think we accomplish more. We have a lot of fun, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that it's a lot easier than it is difficult.
Well, that is great news. We want to get Danny on the show, and last year we tried to get many of the Pro Modified winners on, and we did. We were very successful, not 100% successful, but very successful over the course of the season, and it was certainly a lot of fun getting to know and hearing some of the behind-the-scenes stories from the Real Pro Mod Association. John, I want to thank you for coming on WFO Radio and telling us all about it. It has been a great show. I know a lot of our listeners are very interested in Pro Modified and want to know more, and the TV show is already a great product, going to get better, and the idea that you guys will be kicking off your season in Gainesville at the Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals not long from now, also my first race of the 2015 season. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Thank you for coming on the show to give us a little insight into what's going on behind the scenes.
Always great to talk to you, Joe. We'll see you at West Palm Beach, and thank you for having me. This is a great privilege. I feel very humbled.
Thanks, John. John Waldy with us here on WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro, the co-founder of the RPM Association. And the Pro Modifieds are awesome. They got that open test coming up at Palm Beach International Raceway. I plan to be there. It is going to be great getting up close and personal. I got a lot of compliments and nice emails from folks over the course of the season following the 10-race TV show on Velocity Network, just doing some of the top-end interviews, and it was a lot of fun. And now that we've seen it, next year is going to be even better. The idea that 3 million people watch that thing, wow, that is tremendous, and I'm very much looking forward to 2015. Can't wait to the open test. Thanks to John for coming on the show. Now, speaking of testing, the Pro Winter Warm-Up last week, all the Nitro testing leading up, I was only able to get up there and out there for the public days on Friday and Saturday, which was a bit of a bummer, but we wanted to get the John Force Racing audio to you on Thursday. That was a big press conference. Of course, we had John on the show immediately following this week, just to track the story and follow what I believe to be a huge story and a great success. All year long, in fact, for 2 years, people were the purveyors of doom and gloom. You like the way I say that? Doom. Doom. About Ford leaving and what it meant. Now, all of a sudden, General Motors is back. A new manufacturer that was not involved in Nitro Racing is back. They're back with Top Fuel. They're morphing their sponsorship into something that's going to work better for them. The exclusive with the Force team, I think, is tremendous. We did not see the Force team down at Palm Beach, but for the greater good, folks in Phoenix are certainly going to get to get up close and personal, and of course there's going to be a lot of work going on over the course of the season. But I don't see how a fan of drag racing, NHRA drag racing in general, can come up with a negative spin on this. Well, it's not a good story because what? Because why? The Force family are going to be pushing Chevrolet cars. The Schumacher team, they're going to be pushing Dodge cars. The Pedregons and the DeJorias and the Colettas, they're going to be pushing Toyota cars. That sounds like a really good mix. That sounds interesting and intriguing. Now, at the Pro Winter Warm-Up, some of the best runs. I know you want performances, and I often anticipate that the people listening to this show are already checking competitionplus.com and things for hard news, for hard numbers and times and whatnot. And we like to drill down on this show, is what we do. The interviews, the going behind the scenes, the finding out the story behind the hard news. But maybe some people didn't hear that Spencer Massey went 372.3 at 332.26 miles per hour on Friday night at the Pro Winter Warm-Up. Doug Coletta, 375.3 at 324. Antron, 375.7 at 318. Larry Dixon, who came in and was on the mic with me for a period at the tail end on Saturday night, 375.8, 321. He is super excited. Going to be great to see Larry Dixon out there full-time with Bob Vandegrift Racing and Mike Guger. Guger is super stoked to work with Larry, a three-time champ. Tony Schumacher, 379.3 at 305. That was the Friday night ET. Dave Connolly, 379.5 at 287. Leah Pritchett, 385.3 at 287. And Sean Reed doing license runs. He eventually did get his license. And Funny Car Caps goes 402-3 on Friday night. Matt Hagan, 405-8. Chad Head, 407-9. Heard Force say that those guys have got a Force chassis that they're going to start selling parts, something they've never done in the past. Seems to be a good business model and may ultimately be great for the sport in that an upstart team who wants to get into Nitro Funny Car Racing can choose between Don Schumacher stuff or John Force stuff. That seems like a pretty good choice. And then go try to make it run. Beckman went 408-3 at 305 on Friday, and Tommy Johnson didn't get down the racetrack. Those were the Friday times. And Saturday, Massey goes 374-332 again. Schumacher with a 374-5 at 318. Antron 377-2. Did I mention Tony Schumacher with a new-look U.S. Army car? If you didn't see it, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool. It's a different look. Similar colors, bigger, bolder. I like it. Doug Coletta went 3803. That's 380. 324. Leah Pritchett with a 381-1 at 314. Dave Connolly with a 381-7. Sean Reed, on the run he got his license, 423-7 at 276. They were pumped up. In the funny cars, Beckman just threw it down. 4007. So a 4-flat. Chad Head with a 405-4. And those were the drivers getting down the track. Nobody else really got down the track. Impressive stuff. It was a lot of fun. You just don't remember how intense the cars are as much as you want to remember. Now, while we were out there, I wanted to run and get some audio for you, the WFO audience, some behind-the-scenes stuff to bring you behind the scenes. And the time was not available up there working the event. But I did get to get downstairs and speak with one driver, Leah Pritchett. Here's the audio from the Pro Winter Warm-Up. WFO Radio on location, Palm Beach International Raceway, here with Leah Pritchett, driver of the Gum Out Top Fuel Dragster. Just spoke with you on the show not long ago. Now you are racing. The season is upon us.
Well, today is Saturday, and we are somewhat winding down our test session. And for us, this has been more than just practicing and getting, you know, ready for the season and going fast. We have quite a few new parts and systems that we're running that we weren't running last year. So, you know, we actually had a method behind our runs of putting them on scheduled half-track passes, scheduled 330s, you know, maybe only taking it to 800 feet, just in incremental times to make sure that the new parts and devices that we have on the car are working properly so that, you know, bad things don't happen if they're not working properly. So now we've got basically four new systems ready to roll, and tonight we plan to put on a really good show for the fans.
All right. So the systems are working.
Yes, they are working. And
would you say all systems are go?
All systems are go. That's right. It's nice to be able to test. Now, I learned this from my last team I was with Roger Burgess. He said there are practice sessions and then there are test sessions. Practicing is when you go through the motions and you do the best you can with what you have. And testing is when you are testing new parts and products and making sure that the new stuff works. So this, for us, you would consider an absolute test session because the new things that we're going to be running this season, we've put on the car that we just didn't have time for last year. So this has been a successful test session for the Dote Racing Gum Out team.
Well, the South Florida fans are happy to have you here and can't wait to see you in Pomona in a few weeks. I'll see you in Gainesville. Will be my first race, but it looks like this team is ready to rock.
That's right. Thank you, Joe.
Leah Pritchett out at the Pro Winter Warm-Up, very fired up for the 2015 season. Four new systems on the car. Very happy. It's all working out. And went that 381-1. And so seems pretty excited. Clearly a fan favorite, Leah. We did a sports radio show, which many of you may have listened to. I got a lot of positive feedback. Leah, Ron Capps, myself in a conference room for approximately 2 hours. I was there for the full 2 hours, and they were there for about half of it. Came in around 10:30, left around 11:30. We talked sports. We talked championship games, obviously, trying very hard to compel first-time fans to come see the Nitro cars in the Miami market. And from all accounts that I've received, it went over very, very well. I know we had some WFO listeners that got on the stream, that followed along as we tweeted out the links. You can go to social media, see the photographs. But it was great. That's what I think is necessary. You need to confront the new fans where they are. Where are they? Well, sports radio, talking about the NFL, go there and talk about the NFL. Except work in the fact that, oh, by the way, you can come see Nitro Drag Racing. I think it went very well. I got a lot of positive feedback, so it was great. We'll talk about that on the Ignition show. the Ignition Show, 8 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday nights. It becomes available. Keep an eye on your app. We open the phones all the time. Like, phones are open. And you can call about whatever subject is on your mind. And, of course, we post the show not long after. This show has gone very, very well. John Force breaking a lot of news, getting in depth, new crew chief. John Schaefer. Force is like trying to time it all, game it all out. Some of it slipped through, which we appreciate when news is broken here on WFO Radio. John Waldy talking real pro mod. Very exciting, very interesting to see what they're going to do as they continue to grow. And, of course, Alan Reinhart starting us off right. If you're a new listener, you make it to the tail end of the show, like the last words of the show. That means that you probably enjoyed what you heard. We can carve out this time during the week. NHRA fans, of course, NHRA Nitro, our winter views are really the biggest deal. They happen after the national events. Each of the Mellow Yellow series come on the show to talk about their win after every national event. You can go back to the archive and follow through the entire 24 season. What did this guy feel like then? And what did Courtney feel like after being a woman who won the 100th NHRA race for a female? Got to say that right. You can go back and hear all of that. Subscribe on iTunes. Get ready for the season. Download the mobile application. If you want to use Stitcher or your podcast catcher on your iPhone or whatever you're using to access the internet mobily, great way to do it. Great way to do it. We don't want to push you into one particular way to listen. Listen however you want. There are many ways to listen. There are listeners who are inventing ways to listen that I don't even know about through RSS feeds and whatnot. We're available on Apple Television. I saw a guy at the Apple TV stick the other day, and I said, hey, search this, WFO Radio. Sure enough, it comes up on the screen. The icon, you can put it on the background. So if you've got Apple TV, guess what? You can listen to WFO Radio from wherever you want. Very, very cool. Well, folks, this has been a great show. Thanks to everyone for signing on. Of course, anything we did not get to this week, we will get to next week. You can always send your questions, joe@wforadio.com. Call in your opinions, 954-889-6796. Questions for Alan Reinhart, we will get to them. The season is right around the corner. Big thanks to everyone behind the scenes who puts on the show. Giovanni in Miami, the producer, who also joins us on the Ignition Show. Patrick, the webmaster, starting a new gig down there in Houston, Texas, like Archie Bell and the Drells. Going to tighten up down there. Matt Mann, who helps out with our Facebook page, and everybody who helps out. Thank you so much for listening to WFO Radio and NHRA Nitro. Be sure to follow on Facebook and Twitter and share, tweet, retweet, repeat. We want to bring in a massive audience for the 2015 season. Things looking good so far. Thanks to everyone out there. We greatly appreciate it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO Radio.